You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Boston Red Sox. I'm Dave Raymond with Ian Brown, and oh boy, here we go. Red Sox, right at the center of everything. Very active pre-winter meetings, made some huge moves. Pablo Sandoval, Hanley Ramirez, etc. But all the talk has been about John Lester. John Lester down to the Cubs. What does that mean for the Red Sox?
Well, it means the Red Sox are going to have to find a pitcher and do so pretty quickly here before some of the other better ones go off the market. Because, you know, obviously John was kind of plan A for the Red Sox. They did everything they could to attack that. And, you know, they just weren't willing to go quite as high financially as the Cubs were. And now they're probably going to have to make a trade and probably sign somebody.
Justin Masterson has been bandied about. They have reached out, made an offer, as I understand it. Where does that stand?
Yeah, you know, Justin Masterson is a good alternative for them. But to me, he's more of a middle to lower rotation guy. I mean, with Lester gone, the Red Sox really need a one or a two right now. So, you know, Masterson would be a nice piece. He's one of a number of pitchers they're talking to. But I think now you really look at the Red Sox and they're going to attack that trade market. They're going to talk to the Phillies about Cole Hamels. They're going to talk to the Reds about some of the pitchers they have, Detroit, the Washington Nationals. I mean, there's teams out there who might trade a starting pitcher, and the Red Sox have already talked to every one of them leading up to the winter meetings and at the winter meetings, but now they're going to intensify those talks.
Okay, so obviously trade would be the preferred route. Is there any chance some of the bigger free agent names, the Max Scherzers and company, they might be in those sweepstakes?
Well, considering the Red Sox only went to 135 on Lester, I find it hard to believe they're going to bring Max Scherzer to Boston. I mean, you're talking about a contract that I think is going to go 160, 170, maybe even 180 million wouldn't shock me. James Shields, that's an intriguing one. I think that he might be in their price range, and he's a guy who's pitched much of his career in the American League East. He could be a nice fit. I'd say Shields, yes, decent possibility. Scherzer, I'd be just stunned if the Red Sox signed Max Scherzer.
So the clear focus, starting pitching still. What other ancillary pieces is Ben Cherington working on?
Yeah, backup catcher, lefty reliever, maybe another left-handed bat off the bench. They're in pretty good shape as an offense, and now it's just kind of filling out that bullpen. But, you know, that rotation, they need at least two, possibly three starting pitchers. So that's going to continue to be a focus of the Red Sox here as we go forward.
What about re-signing David Ross, a possibility?
Yeah, David Ross is a possibility. I think that now that John Lester's with the Cubs, I think the Cubs are going to have a lot of interest in Ross because Lester is so comfortable working with him. I think ideally the Red Sox would like to have a left-handed hitting backup catcher. But the problem with catching is there just aren't many on the market. There's barely any on the free agent market. So if the Red Sox are going to get a backup catcher, it's probably going to come in a trade.
All right, so what do you see them getting done in these remaining moments of the winter meetings?
Yeah, I think they'd like to bring a pitcher back to Boston with them. I mean, they're just going to, you know.
Is there pressure to get that done right now?
There is pressure, you know, externally. There's a lot of pressure from the fan base, and the Red Sox have their big Christmas at Fenway event coming up on Saturday, and that's usually a festive event. So I think that they would maybe like to make a splash by then to show the fans that, hey, John Lester might be gone, but we're as committed as ever to winning a World Series next year. So, yeah, I think they'd like to get some pitching soon because, you know, right now, ever since they traded John Lester and John Lackey back on July 31st, there's been a big hole at the top of that rotation. I mean, you have Clay Buchholz, who's a very good pitcher when healthy. You have Joe Kelly, who's a nice, you know, third or fourth starter. But, you know, other than that, you really need some frontline pitching if you're going to get back to contending for a World Series.
Okay, then, as we wrap this up, we know what their intentions are. What about some guys who might be able to contribute from the system or names that maybe aren't so high on the radar right now?
Yeah, that's what the Red Sox are excited about is they do think they have a pretty good wealth of young starting pitchers. And they look at a bunch of guys who are going to compete for a spot in spring training, maybe the fifth spot in the rotation. You're talking about Matt Barnes. You're talking about Anthony Renato, Alan Webster, Ruby De La Rosa, Henry Owens. So the Red Sox are excited about their young pitching. You know, some of them had an audition last year and weren't quite as consistent as they hoped, but the Red Sox hope that that experience they got at the big league level last year, they'll be that much more ready this year. So there is some excitement in the organization about the next wave of Red Sox pitchers.
Okay, Ian, I know you've been busy, and I know you've got a lot more to get done yet. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Okay, Ian Brown, this has been MLB.com Extras, the Boston Red Sox.
Celebrate the holidays with the official online shop of Major League Baseball, the MLB.com shop. Give the gift of baseball to the whole family with jerseys, caps, outerwear, menswear, women's and kids wear, collectibles, and home decor. MLB.com has gifts for all the baseball fans on your list, now with free ground shipping on all orders over $50. Do your holiday shopping now at MLB.com/shop.